For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Signature Select Classic Ham, shank half or whole, bone in while supplies last, just 89 cents per pound. Enjoy 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy two, get two free of equal or lesser value when you buy four. And mix and match Nabisco snack crackers, Ritz crackers, Cheetos, Doritos, Tostitos, or Sun Chips, selected varieties and sizes. Buy two, get two for free when you buy four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is it a seven-rounder? They actually went out 10 rounds. They want to include undrafted free agents in this one, probably.
That would be... I've never seen that before. That would be bold.
That's the next step, dude. It is a seven-rounder.
It is a seven-rounder from Pro Football Network.
Okay.
This is an interesting one, though, because I think it's something that's totally new. We have not seen it at all whatsoever. I don't even think we had a mock draft last year that had anything like this. So here we go. It does start off with the Chiefs at 31 taking an offensive lineman.
Ugh.
Josh Connerly
Simmons?
Jr.
Oh, Connerly.
From
that's
Oregon. He's been rising throughout the process, viewed as a round one tackle across the board.
Is it weird that I've heard no buzz? No. You see any other than the mock drafts? Yeah. Have you seen a single draft expert try to connect Josh Connerly to the Chiefs? Because I haven't.
I think we've seen
just
it
these
once
like
or
randomy mocks that think that they're taking offensive linemen.
Yeah, I mean some legitimate mock drafts. I wouldn't say it's like just a random guy. I mean this site that for this was like a legitimate site that does draft.
It was
coverage,
more earlier on, I think, when he was mocked to them because I think they say he's round one, but I think he's
Josh Simmons goes at 34.
I was going to say we've seen him going.
Now that's surprising.
Further on back in the list. It is interesting as well. The Bills traded back again in this draft. The Browns, right before the Chiefs pick, take Jackson Dart.
They did what I was talking about with Hunter and then trade back in.
Okay. But continuing with the Chiefs, it's not until the fourth round where we get into what I was talking about. But the later on in the second round, of course, with pick 63, Pro Football Network has the Chiefs taking Alfred Collins, defensive tackle out of Texas. I think this is one of the also good comps or the fun draft profiles.
Yes. That's where
Mitch Holtis Alfred, was talking up Alfred Collins to us today, randomly in the hallway.
Alfred Collins is where this came from. A-plus body type with well-proportioned frame and premium length. That's where that came from.
332. The crazy thing about this, Gold, your boy, gets picked right after him. James Pierce Jr., 64 to the Eagles.
That's Luther tough. Burden goes That's 47 tough. In That's this mock. 47.
That's tough. You're telling me James Pierce Jr. was on the board?
Yes.
And I think he's going. I think he's going to be there at 31 on Thursday. She's whether or not the Chiefs like him or not. Like I don't think
he seems to be falling back.
He's more there at 63.
That seems a little much. Unless
Luther Burden went 47.
Unless the character concern thing is a problem, right? Because I like the Commanders are picking 28th, right? Or 29th, I'm sorry. I think 29th.
9th, yes.
Okay, they're picking 29th. They are going to draft an edge rusher. The Commanders
are. Their biggest need, probably.
And so that's where some of the names that we're talking about for the Chiefs, like they could be trying to get the same player, Nick Scordon, James Pierce Jr.
Jamar Stewart.
You know, Jamar Stewart. So you have a team, two spots in front of you that is trying to basically potentially get the same type of player, unless the Chiefs all along have been not toying with us, but they were just dead set. We're drafting an offensive tackle no matter what. We don't care if it's Simmons. We don't care if it's Connerly or the other kid out of Minnesota, out of Ruskin Heights here,
Ursary. Round three, of course, they have two picks. 66, Xavier Watts, safety out of Notre Dame. The reason
they drafted a Watts at safety, it stunk.
RIP,
player. Armani Watts didn't work out. Xavier Watts, any good?
Xavier Watts in the third round is surprising. He is a ball hawk. He is one of the best guys in terms of picking off players. I think he led... I don't know if he was the top of college football, but over the last 2 years, he's one of the highest intercepting players. He totaled the highest number of interceptions. I think he had 12 of them in the last 2 years.
Set a school record, 100-yard interception return. Yeah, tied for second in FBS with 6 interceptions.
He's very good.
This is another one of those. I go on Lance Zierlein's draft profile, and they do comps, right? They compare him to Malik Hooker, and they talk about rare instincts, create on ball production. All this is good. It's another one where it lists a family note. Oh. Why some of these
what's this family note?
This one's another sad one.
Oh,
the,
no.
I think the ones where it mentions their parents being like a top-tier athlete, I get why you would
You're
like that.
You're like, hey, pedigree. Olympic-level athlete.
This one's terrible. Another one. It says, again, why is it relevant? It says, father, Jeff, was a victim of a drive-by shooting in 03.
Why are you telling me that?
Paralyzed from the waist down. Why is that a note on the draft profile?
I don't know.
Why?
I mean,
that's awful.
I got no
idea. It's a very good question. Pick 95, Cam Scataboo.
Back to the running back. Neither of us want.
Yeah, I was gonna say a lot. He's a fan favorite because the dude's got ridiculous vision and playmaking ability, but he doesn't have speed. That's like the number one thing that he doesn't have. If he had speed, he'd be a first round pick. I don't think.
This is why he's not on the Cody and Gold list.
Correct. He doesn't have the high end speed.
He's off my board. You know. Too slow.
Off the board entirely.
He's off my board.
Grueling physicality is the way that really was described. This is the interesting thing, guys, though.
All right.
So we get into the fourth round. The Chiefs have pick 133, or you would think. In this
trade, the
Pittsburgh Steelers get pick 133, and the Chiefs get George Pickens.
What?
Wow, everybody will be happy that complained for 2 years that they didn't draft him.
I did want them to draft George Pickens, but he is now a known problem child. Now, in fact,
I am so out on this.
You won't take on a headache for a fourth round pick? I'll take on the headache for a fourth.
I'm not
giving him a second, but I'll take on a headache for a fourth.
Did we just
all the headaches? I don't care.
Did we just not acknowledge what we saw when the Chiefs played them? Did we not? Did we all just forget what happened in December?
Oh, I'm very aware.
He was taking plays off and pouting, and I would have.
Yeah, I remember all that.
Basically, just. Forgot about that entirely. If you're calling for a trade, I would have made sure he wasn't on my football team. The minute I saw that, I would have said, you're done playing for the afternoon. Thank you very much. We're done. He's pouting. Give me a break. No, I'm absolutely not. We all know he has talent. No. And don't give me this. Well, under Andy Reid wouldn't have tolerated. BS. Mike Tomlin's also a hard ass. He lets that happen. So no, George Pickens trade out entirely.
This is
done.
So interesting.
For a fourth, I would do it in a second.
You would? You guys are complete opposite sides of the spectrum.
In a second. First, no, I do not think he would just be no problems here. I don't think he would just mind his P's and Q's.
I think it's why they didn't draft him the first time when they had a chance.
I'm not even claiming that, but the Chiefs take way more problem child kids than just about any other team.
Sure, but it's the same regime that could have drafted him, and a lot of people believe they didn't draft him because of what we're seeing happen.
I will say, the Chiefs do prefer off-the-field issues to on-the-field issues. They'll take on all the water in the world if you're getting in trouble that has nothing to do with football. But the second you start becoming a problem football player, that is where they typically draw a little more of a firm line, in my opinion, based on the players they have targeted or gone after before. Getting some trouble off the field, we'll look the other way. Getting some trouble on the field is in, like, Marcus Peters, right? You start, getting into it with fans or taking plays off. They tend to boot you a little faster.
So you want to give up a fourth round pick for
fourth round pick
for problem child George Pickens, and then he's done after this year. He's a free agent.
So
1 year, fourth round pick. Hope he doesn't just pout all season long because he's not getting the ball enough for Patrick Mahomes. And then, or you're telling me you want to give him an extension, which is even more terrifying.
That is a terrifying proposition. It's a fourth round pick. It's for 1 year. They gave up a fifth for DeAndre Hopkins. It could have been a fourth. This is a far younger, more talented player.
Sure.
As it sits right now.
He's not a mess, though.
And here's the truth.
D-Hop wasn't getting the ball. Did we hear stories about him pouting? I promise you, if the same thing happened where the Chiefs traded for Pickens and he just suddenly was not part of the offense for a couple weeks, we'd all hear about it.
I'm envisioning a world in which they take the running back I want.
Okay.
And then it is Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, George Pickens, and Travis Kelce. And my thought process is that is an unstoppable offense with Patrick Mahomes.
I'm out.
That cannot be. That's the number one offense in the league immediately. In my opinion. And so
George
that part's
Pickens.
Too tempting.
I mean, George Pickens, you said something that I know. You know why I know why you like Pickens?
I liked him coming out of the draft in my defense.
Well, that's why. You also said something 6 days ago on this show. And this is exactly what George Pickens is.
I am not a professional.
That is George Pickens. Not a professional. He's just not. Drew, do you like the trade? It sounds like you might be interested in it.
Oh, no, I know. I was excited to bring this up because I was really intrigued to see what you guys would say.
I didn't know this was in this mock draft.
People on the text line might say because of all this. Should they trade for George Pickens at the deadline? That was always that was a conversation that we had. I mean, them actually pulling this off would be... It would be interesting. It'd be some theater, I think, for sure.
Oh, it definitely would be interesting. And based on how differing our opinions are on the trade, it could be fascinating to watch
in 2025. If that actually happened, it would be fascinating to see.
That would be a fun watch.
It would be, it'd be fascinating to see the one time where George Pickens doesn't get thrown the ball because he's not as open as he thinks he is, and he gets pissed at Mahomes on the sideline just to see it would be fascinating.
I will say.
Correct.
Now, I will say, if they did it, I would be rooting for it to work, obviously, and I would hope it works. But I would say, we all saw the warning signs. Don't come here whining about it in week five.
You did mention, though, one thing where, like, Tomlin couldn't keep him in check. The one hard thing I'll say that is a big difference between the scenarios is that they have Andy, so let's just call him and Tomlin a wash in the keeping players, mining. But, like, it's even harder for Tomlin to keep him in line when his quarterback is like Kenny Pickett and these guys that have no presence.
Mason Rudolph.
Zero presence at quarterback. None, right? No clout, no juice, just a bunch of Jags, including Russell Wilson by the time he got there too. So, like, at least Mahomes would be like, I got some clout to be like, yo, man, you weren't open. I don't know what to tell you.
I hear you. I think it's a fair point. But typically, we have seen enough. Typically, with players with the attitude like George Pickens, they don't suddenly just have an epiphany and like, you know what? Oh, I'm just a totally different person now.